Hare Krishna. On behalf of Bhaktivedanta College staff members, tutors, students, and on behalf of the Radhadesh community, I'm very pleased to welcome all the devotees, all of you who have come from different countries in Europe, to participate in this wonderful Sangha, a Sangha that will focus on the holy name of the Lord, the most important treasure of our life. This program is organized by Bhaktivedanta College. And Bhaktivedanta College, I think I will, Maharaj, His Holiness Achyutananda Swami Maharaj, invited me to say a few words about the college in the beginning, so to put everything into context. And also for devotees who are not informed about this initiative can get some basic information of what is the college about. The college is named Bhakti Vedanta. It is named after Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti as the prime substance of the soul, love of Godhead. This is our real treasure, our goal of life. And Vedanta meaning the end of knowledge. We study transcendental knowledge and also practical professional knowledge, academic knowledge, vocational knowledge that can be used in the service of Krishna to develop a community of thinkers, Krishna-conscious thinkers, and Krishna-conscious responsible members of society in order to improve our community worldwide and in order to also improve the mainstream society, the world at large. The college offers three strands of learning. One is academic, theological, philosophical study. Another is vocational, such as communications, teacher training, leadership and management, and so on. And the most important part of the college is the devotional part. Because without devotion, everything is useless. Many, many zeros without the one, without the supreme one in front, are useless. We are very, very pleased also that His Holiness Achyutananda Swami Maharaj has been contributing to the development of the spiritual part of the college on a yearly basis since the beginning in 2002. I think only 1 year because of health reasons Maharaj couldn't come, although he communicated to us that his heart was with us, and he always is encouraging us so much to develop this project. Maharaj values very much Krishna-conscious education, as many of you are aware of. So we feel very, very grateful that Maharaj is doing this. And last year, Maharaj offered a Japa retreat, level 1, which was a grand success. Many of you were here, and that's why you came back again, of course. It doesn't take much endeavor to come wherever Sachinanda Maharaj is, you feel inspired to go. But also because the program was a grand success, then many of you are here back. And this is going to be a Japa retreat, level 2 and 3, if I understood well. So Maharaj always goes to an intense speed, and even the stones may dance sometimes. We were thinking sometimes Srila Prabhupada says that the only Lord Chaitanya was able to make the animals dance. But he is representative, and the name is telling, Sachinandan Swami. He is working through his devotees. Also make dance even the donkeys. donkeys and even the stones may dance, may feel inspired to move. Like in the spiritual world, as Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the spiritual world is alaukika. Alaukika means that the trees, the stones, everything is wonderful. Everything is out of range. Even the stones will melt and dance. So before handing over to Maharaj, I brought a little quote from Srila Prabhupada. We invoke blessings and also to create awareness of what we are doing here, because Maharaj is very generously giving. This is a quote from Nectar of Instruction, text number 4, the Dadati Pratigrinati verse, where the six loving exchanges amongst devotees are described by Srila Rupa Goswami. And he says that there are six exchanges: offering gifts in charity, accepting gifts, offering prasad, accepting prasad, and opening our heart to devotees, and also we speak and also we hear, listening confidentially. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says in one part of the purport. Not only is the chanter of the Maha Mantra purified, but the heart of anyone who happens to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is also cleansed. Even the souls embodied in lower animals, insects, trees, and other species of life also become purified and prepared to become fully Krishna conscious simply by hearing the transcendental vibration. This was explained by Thakur Haridas when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him how living entities lower than human beings can be delivered from material bondage. Haridas Thakur said that the chanting of the holy names is so powerful that even if one chants in the remotest part of the jungle, there are many trees here nearby, so we're in the remotest part of the jungle, the trees and animals will advance in Krishna consciousness simply by hearing the vibration. This was actually proof by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he passed through the forest of Jarikanda. At that time, the tigers, the snakes, deer, and all other animals abandoned their natural animosity and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. Of course, we cannot imitate the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. We are not powerful enough to enchant the lower animals, such as tigers, snakes, cats, and dogs, or entice them to dance. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can actually convert many people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness. Contributing or distributing the holy name of the Lord, please listen to this carefully. This is very important. This is why I chose this quote, because His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj is offering us a great gift. This is a gift what he's sharing with us. Maharaj is giving his whole life to preach the holy name all over the world and also to chant intensely. And he's coming here to share his realizations. And this is actually a gift of love. Prabhupada says, contributing or distributing the holy name of the Lord is a sublime example of contributing or giving charity. The Dadati principle. This is a gift of love. By the same token, and this is for us, one must also follow the Pratigrinati principle and be willing and ready to receive the transcendental gift. One should inquire about the Krishna consciousness movement and open his mind in order to understand the situation of this material world. Thus, the Guhyamakyati Prichati principles can be served. And without further delay, now we like to hand over to His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj, and I think we can offer a big applause of welcome.
Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. The Japa retreat, as you will hear it now and experience now, is a very deeply spiritual program aimed at complete transformation of the heart. And we are actually coming here to turn iron into gold, or to turn our conditional mentality into the mentality of love for Krishna. It's a serious work, and I think the fact that you have found in your heart the decision and also the deep desire to come here and travel here shows that you are seeking something genuine, something divine. So I will be guiding you through these sessions. We will start now. Our first session is called Entering the Retreat. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihaji Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihaji Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Dhamma Dhamma Punya Bihari Jaya Dhamma Dhamma Punya Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitaye, 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 Gauranitaye. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe.
I would like to request your full attention. Now we will give some guidelines now how you can make the best out of your retreat. But first of all, we would like to explain what is it that makes a retreat a retreat. What would be, for instance, the difference between a nice series of lectures or let us say a Krishna conscious festival and a retreat. I would like to start out with a poem which I found and which I think explains very nice what is a retreat. It goes like this. We do not commonly live our life out in full. No, we do not fill all our pores with our blood. We do not inspire and expire fully and entirely enough. We live but a tiny and small fraction of all the possibilities life has offered us. Why do we not let on the flood, raise the gates, and set all our wheels in motion? This is written by one lover of the Bhagavad Gita, one Mr. Thoreau, who could see that the Western person is living only a very, very small fraction of his possibilities. He scratches only a little bit on the surface of what life has to offer to him. My dear devotees and my dear friends, isn't it true that most of us feel there's a great difference between what they believe and what they experience? Isn't it that most of us feel a great difference between our highest ideals and what we regularly feel and see and live? For most of people's life, there is this gap between how they live and how they wish to live. And a retreat tries to close this gap. See, if you have high ideals, strong beliefs, but you just don't experience them, these high ideals and strong beliefs are not alive in you. They don't nourish you. And so in a retreat, we try to retreat from this ordinary life, this life which is not lived in full, or to translate it into the terms of Krishna consciousness. In a retreat, we try to go back from a life without love, a life without direct experience of Krishna. And we try to very humbly approach Krishna in a proper mood and come closer to him, to feel him, to experience, to live. I have become personally a strong believer of retreats because about 3 years back in my life, I went on a 1 year's retreat. That was the year which Yadunandan Maharaj mentioned, a year where I was no longer visible on the stages on which I would speak, on the forums which I would attend. I was even absent from the permanent address of a normal person, that it's his internet address. You would see when you enter the names and write something for Sachinandan Swami, I'm on retreat. This came in a personal health crisis after a traumatic surgery. I was diagnosed to have what is called a multiple organ failure. That means the stomach, liver, heart, everything just didn't work any longer. So I decided I have to go on retreat. I have to leave my ordinary life and see how I could renew myself. And just before I went into the mountains of Bosnia to return either alive or in a carcass, I received from a friend a little note. And this note was very telling in my own life. The friend had written to me, "Do you know that there is an eagle?" I like birds. So I said, "Yes, I know there is an eagle. A special eagle, which is found in South Africa. When that eagle turns 40, he is years of age, he is faced with a unique choice in his life. That is, he can either die or continue to live for 30 or 40 more years." I was intrigued. Wow, die or continue to live? I am also in this situation. And then my friend wrote about this eagle, which is actually there. It lives. He sent me a video of this eagle. This eagle, you know, when he has lived 40 years of age, has grown talons is like claws, which are too long. So he can't really land any longer. He cannot grab his eatables because the talons are dysfunctional. His beak is too long and does not serve him any longer. And he has too many feathers. He's accumulated too many feathers. So what this eagle has to do is, if he wants to continue to live, he has to fly into the mountains and then for half a year or year undergo a retreat where he renews himself. What this means is he has to polish his claws or talons at the granite of the rocks so that they become short. He has to do the same with his beak. And in a very painful process, he has to tear out his feathers. Not all, the feathers which are too much. And then he is ready to come back. Ah, yoo-hoo, high ball! And he can continue to live for another 30 years. So my dear devotees, a life without love for Krishna is not worth living, our Maharaj has said. He is now Maharaj. It is all very truthful what he says. A life without Krishna in the center, and I mean not as a theoretical concept or as a belief system or something you have simply read. No, with a life without a direct experienced relationship with Krishna, it's not worth living. It's a shallow life. It's a life on the surface only. If you live such a half-dead life, go into retreat. Renew yourself. Become strong again. Get courage again. Get vision again. Get spiritual energy again. Get life again. And that's what I did when I was decimated or punished by my own bad karma, and just so finished, so kaputt, wie man in Deutsch sagt, yeah? And I was in the Bosnian mountains with the wolves and the eagles and everyone else who wanted to renew himself. and wrote a book at that time, which I consider a book written with the deepest realizations and deepest things. It's called Naam Rahasya, the Secret of the Holy Name. It's also wrote a diary, which has been published as the Diary of the Hermit, and we made a movie and did all kinds of things, but mostly we were absent from the world. We were on retreat. I would like now to ask yourself a question. What do you think is necessary in order to go to the next step in your life, which is already waiting for you? Is it a good question? Because we are now trying to enter the retreat, we want to make an experience, that means we want to come to the next stage, the next level, one step higher. What do you think is necessary? Yeah. To ascertain your present position, first of all. What a wonderful answer. Don't we feel that is true? Where are we standing at the moment? Mm-hmm. Yes. We need to feel a necessity to move on and go to a higher level. Madame Mohan. To make a little endeavor and show Krishna in this way that we require his mercy. Show that I really want this, my Lord. Daya Guranga and Raghavananda. And we were close. To establish a relationship with Krishna. Raghavananda. Enthusiasm. Very good. You have given excellent answers. Now, how do you do all this? To get enthusiasm, to develop a relationship with Krishna, to assess your position, to desire and see the necessity. Let me ask you this. Please think very carefully along these lines. How do you open, let me ask the question again, how do you open yourself up to your new possibilities in life? You are now here, point A, and here are the different possibilities which lie before you, which you can grab and make your own. How do you do this? In the language which describes all this, there is a word. You have to enter a liminal space. Now I admit this is a very difficult word. Liminal. Limits? Is this limited space? Or what is liminal space? I had to learn this myself. I first heard it from Burijan Prabhu. A liminal space is a narrow space which only few know to inhabit. It is a space in which you go when you leave something old behind and have not yet fully entered the new. It can be a little bit uncomfortable. It's like when you travel from Greece to Turkey and there's the nobody's land where there are wolves and camels and deserts and so on. It's neither Greece nor is it Turkey. When you all are at the moment in this space, you have left your comfortable beds at home in Zagreb, London, Istanbul, and Germany, Cologne, and so on. But you have not yet reached the new space. You have only left your comfort zone. You have not yet reached the fulfillment of your desires. You are not yet a pure devotee. That you will be hopefully after the Japa retreat. So it's an in-between state. Now it's a very interesting that in this in-between state, the state between the known and the not yet known, the space between your comfort zone and whatever you want to reach as a goal in life, in this space you can learn, you can make new discoveries, and you can unlearn. I think we all know this when we joined either a temple, or some of you have joined the congregation of the devotees and so on, and you left something old behind, and you were all very nervous and all very, very tense and all very, at the same time, joyful that something new would happen. I remember it happened to me. I was in, I had left Germany on a boat to find my spiritual life. I had gone on an adventure and I had not paid the boat. That's not what you do when you go on an adventure. I wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada and decide after this meeting how serious I would take Krishna consciousness. I met him and stayed in London. My old friends learned, and he's in London. They visited me and they asked me, will you ever go back to school? I said, I don't know, but if I come back, I will come back as a monk. So Prabhupada left London again, and I was asked, what will you do now? And I said, I will go and preach in my school. So I sent an information that I will come on such and such date in my school. And I remember this date very well. I was shaped up with dhoti. Dhoti was a little short, it only reached to the knees, I remember. But maybe it was my inability to bind it correctly which made it so short, I don't know. And I came back to the Gymnasium Oberalster, our school, and I remember that the whole school waited on the schoolyard for me. And I went into the school. God, all the teachers are there. Everyone is there taking deep interest. And I knew it was scary. I was in liminal space. I was no longer really identified with the school and its values, nor was I yet a very strong devotee. I was a beginner. And I remember, wow, most probably I will have to speak to all of them now. Oh, what do I say? Krishna, please help me. And I remember my blood was really filling all my pores. I was inspiring and expiring fully and entirely. I was fully present in the present. The flood of life was upon me and my wheels were in motion. And I delivered a little talk to the school that, my dear friends, and I said also skeptics, this address comes from that time, because there were many skeptics. This is what I have discovered. I know the human form of life is a unique possibility for God realization. And by some unknown mercy, I have met a teacher who is willing to teach me this. He comes from an ancient tradition, and I couldn't stop. I was alive. I was thinking. I was eager to present something to the people which I cared about and which cared for me. So, when we go on retreat, my dear devotees, we do very much the same. We leave what we ordinarily do behind. We leave our comfort zone, or to make it very, very clear, we leave our old habits behind. My dear devotees, the human being is a habitual being. That means he's governed by what his habits. That means he does today what he did yesterday. He thinks today what he thought yesterday, and all the days and even years before. We are governed by our habits. We are, in Vedic psychology, expressed in Vedic psychology, governed by our sanskaras, our deep impressions. In a retreat, we want to break old habits by creating new habits. And this time, I will give you at the end of a retreat, which you will most I will give you a book for free as my present, which you will most properly give as an inheritance to your children. It's the Japa Transformation Book, which describes to you a 30-day process through which you can not only maintain what you have gotten at the retreat, but through which you can increase and strengthen and stabilize what you have. Mm-hmm. See, in all traditions, they know about these liminal spaces or these retreats where you learn something, where you leave the old behind, and where you are then in a situation, in a vulnerable, or let me say, in a little, you are out of your comfort zone, and where you can learn. In Sufism, there's a 40 days period which is spent fasting and praying. The Christians have their retreats. Red Indians have their sweat lodges. Aborigines have their dreamtime walks. The Jews have their Sabbath. And we in Vaishnavas have our parikramas. We go usually for a period of 40 days and observe the month of Kartik. 30 days, it's 30 days or 40 days, where we really leave everything behind and go to a holy place and stay there and do something what we never did before, that is chant, for instance, from morning till evening, or render deity worship, or my first Kartik retreat was spent studying with the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. In this time, where you leave your old life behind and enter into a new period of your life, a new space in your life, you can learn the things which matter most for you. And this is what a retreat tries to do. If we do not renew ourselves through entering this space in which renewal and spiritual upliftment can take place, we will be forced to keep on doing the same things. If we do not enter into the space where we retreat from the ordinary, we will be forced to keep on thinking the same thoughts in the according to the old thought patterns. We will not live all the possibilities which Krishna has so kindly set before us. Now, how do we enter in retreat? We do so by accepting in the Japa retreat 6 powerful guidelines I will show them to you. This is the work of Sridhar and Rajashri. We have some of their friends here. If someone can please empty the light. This is not what you say. Switch off the light. Empty the light. These are our guidelines for the Japa retreat, Radha Desh 2010. No, sorry, 9. The first is enter a new space. What I mean is with this is what we have just now learned. We separate ourselves from the outside world. And cut our dependencies and usual distractions. That means no or minimal usage of mobile phones and internet. Hare Krishna. It's very important. We will not have any policemen, but I request your higher knowledge to be the police yourself. You could well do what one devotee did last year here in this retreat. He just came, and whenever there was an exercise, whenever there was a pause, I saw him on the internet or on the telephone. Through the internet and through the telephone, you keep your relationship to the old world, to the old dependencies, and you will not enter into a new space. Therefore, I request you to have ideally no usage of mobile phones or a minimal usage of them. We want to enter something new, to make new experiences. But if your consciousness is always over flooded, or if you go back into your rooms and look at TV, I know you don't do this. You will be connected with the world. Nothing new can happen. You have to enter a new space means also to make space inside of you. Throw out. Second is join a community of seekers. There is our Yadunandan Maharaj and others. I sincerely request you, here are so many sincere souls who all want to work on their relationship with Krishna in the form of the holy name. Join, that means take part fully, share openly, and be punctual. Very important. When we sing with all the seekers, with all the devotees, sing fully along. When we asked you to make writing exercises, that's another important thing. You will have to bring notebooks with you. You can get them from the college. We are in a college. They have tons of paper and pens, most probably. That's what I imagine a college has, isn't it? Yes. There will be yoga. Yes, my dear fat-bellied Vaishnavas, there will be yoga for you. Because you need to do something for your circulation. Otherwise, when we go one day into Yoga Nidra, you will all start singing the Midnight Raga. Hare Krishna. Make friends, my dear devotees. There are many interesting people you have not known. Here's one person amongst us who fled as a little child from the Balkan areas in the hidden in the trunk of a car to some European countries. We have very interesting people amongst us. Make friends, but please try to keep the conversations on essential subject matters. Don't socialize political, I mean, that you never do, I know, but don't socialize, and pray and meditate. Huh? Join the community of seekers. This is what will make your retreat a full success. And to honor others and to honor the flow of the retreat, be punctual. I can only start when you are all here, because I do care for every one of you as a facilitator. This is the job. I only get prasadam if you are all making your breakthrough experience. Yes. Third, this I consider to be the most important thing. Take complete responsibility for your experience. That means trust and depend on your own ability. You should not sit here in a retreat to be entertained by me. I'm not a good entertainer, and when I see you do this, then I will tell you things which make you think. You have to... it's not that Sachinandan Swami or Yadunandan Maharaj is here to serve you your experience. You have to make your own experience. See, I can't... imagine I would say to you, my dear devotees, I want you to make maximum use of your time, and therefore I will take a time burden from you. Every day you eat for 2 hours, so I will eat for you. You don't have to eat. You can chant during this time. It wouldn't work. Or I would say, my dear devotees, you spend so much time breathing. I will just breathe a little bit more for you, then you don't have to breathe. No, it won't work. You have to breathe, you have to eat, you have to laugh, you have to love Krishna. You have to chant, you have to make the experience. And for this you need to trust and depend on your own ability. I know if you give your best, whatever that is, you will make breakthrough experience in your own spiritual life. Yes. Then I have something which is a little intense. Enter a symbolic death. Who could imagine what this could mean in terms of our retreat? Dayagaranga Pumu. With what? To cut all connections to the past. Oh my God, this is intense. But that's what a death means by your identification. There is a saying which Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj used to say. This is a little bit too early, Jay. he often said, "Die to live." But this he meant something which Dayagaranga alluded or hinted at. You leave your comfort zone, your habitual life behind, and go into a new thing. What it means here in this retreat is very simple. It means to practice solitude and silence. We will chant a lot, as you, I think, can already feel. And there will be, I will request you to be silent up till the morning program. In other words, you could start talking after the lecture. You will see that does tremendous good in helping you to collect your thoughts, to be a little bit with you, to be a little bit, not just with you, to be with Krishna. When you are a little bit exclusive in making a relationship with Krishna. I will request you to do this not immediately tomorrow, because we all must arrive, and maybe some of you have to still tell your neighbor how nice he snored in the night, and if he can just be a little bit more musical, please, and whatever. So some settling must be done, but I will announce that tomorrow evening, how to practice Mona, and give you some Shastric references for this. On a retreat, use the time. We are in the midst of the jungle, as Yadunath Maharaj has reminded us. There are lots of trees amongst us. There is a beautiful temple and a beautiful old castle. Leave the hectic of the city life behind you. Today I was driving in the Bhaktivedanta college car, driven by Nimai very swiftly, and we remembered when we came to Leash, we immediately felt under stress and lost the way despite GPS. And when we got out of Leash, we immediately felt very nice. The atmosphere was very nice, and Nimai started to smile again. That is an experience when you are in a little bit in silence and solitude and so on. So let the old life, go. And then the next the next guideline, experience a new birth. You will see, when you are ready to make space in your life by throwing out the old things, then you will be able to practice and experience new insights and discoveries. A new birth means here practice and experience new insights and discoveries. I want to remind you of the inscription in a bathing tub of a Chinese emperor. It's so, I think in America we would say, so neat or so nifty. It's so nice. That is that the emperor always went into his bathing tub, and he had an inscription, and I've written it down here. Renew yourself completely each day. Do it again and again and forever again. This is how you can live, by being born again. Let the old things go. Let it die. Let it be burned in the past. Let the new things arise, the new discoveries, the new insights, the new life. Just like you go every day in the shower and you wash away the sweat and the dandruff and the whatever else is there, vox in the ears, to renew yourself in life. But Krishna, I'm sorry, you have a real German here. They talk very unusual English. And the last, and I should say the most, wow, that is good. Can you do it again? This is computer science. Wow! Amazing! Please let us do this again. This is really... wow! This is
this is amazing. This is depend on divine grace. My dear devotees, be a receiver, not an achiever. In this world, your father and your the society in which you lived, and often also the ISKCON society, Krishna now comes to Sachidananda Swami fast, and you have seat belts, please, tells you, achieve this, you must get this, you must do this, you must, so many books, so many Lakshmi points, so many Sika points. Yes, there was a Bhakta program, Sika points, you know, was almost like the Red Indians chasing for scalps, you know. you know. as good as hard effort is in spiritual life, but ultimately we have to say we are not the controllers. We are not. We can't manipulate the spiritual results. We can only very humbly open our hands, go into the right mindset of a humble beggar, and then receive whatever Krishna lovingly gives you during your own retreat. The real divine gifts are not constructed by wishful thinking and by imaginations. They are given often as surprises. Often devotees experience on the 64 days, the 64 rounds day, that they go through a period where their chanting is a little dry because they are not used to chant so much. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of the hot desert of dry chanting, they are overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude and a sense of understanding. Now I understand what it means that I'm an eternal soul. Now I understand what it means to be a part of Krishna. I will ask one of you who has a good handwriting to write these 6 points down, but for now we will just go through the summary. Enter a new space, that means separate from the outside world, by cutting dependences and usual distraction. That means minimal telephone, email contact or newspaper. Then join a community of seekers. And with this I don't mean that you have to be super social, because some of you are not. With this I only mean take part fully, share openly, and please be punctual. We will write down the schedule in a minute. The next point, take complete responsibility for your experience. This is very, very important. It's not an entertainment program. It's not the retreat, the japa retreat. It is your japa retreat, or better even, it's a japa retreat to which each one of you can say, it's my retreat. No? The next point is enter a symbolic death. That means, you know, it's a little bit really like the number one point, is enter a new space. It means just a little bit more to really separate from the world by a practice of solitude, being in solitude and in silence. The next point, experience a new birth. That means here that it's not an intellectual process. That's why we have birth is not very intellectual. At least, you know, when you are born, it's not something you think about, but it happens to you. It means here practice and experience new insights and discoveries. And then the next and last point is depend on divine grace, that is, be a receiver and not an achiever. This we will write down by someone who has a good handwriting. Please, if you have a good handwriting, come to me after the after a few minutes when we end. This is a little bit what helps you to make the retreat experience, our guidelines. Could I please have light again? I would like to conclude this evening by requesting you to turn to a partner you feel confident to share with. Build a diet, it's also called. Again, I request you, everyone needs to do this. We have said we must participate fully in the community of seekers. So I will. So who has not yet found a partner? Please raise your hand. Maybe you want to combine together. Mohini, du hast einen jetzt? Good. Who of you, please look around. Now you have to decide who's partner A and partner B. May I ask you, it's a simple decision. Good. Give me this. So, now please listen to the assignment. When I first heard this assignment, I didn't understand it because I hadn't listened good enough. It's a little... Who's partner A? Good. Partner A will now try to become for a moment, link in for a moment into the intelligence of Krishna. Wait. And as Krishna would see you, you would talk to partner B, who's now partner A. Wait, we will do this. Gaurahari is partner B, and I'm partner A. So now, Gaurahari will be Sachinandan Swami, and I am speaking as Krishna to Sachinandan Swami, about Sachinandan Swami. What will I say? Sachinandan Swami, I will say what Sachinandan Swami does well in his chanting, and what Sachinandan Swami does not do well, where there is room for improvement. You will see some very interesting things come out of this exercise. But let me first of all ask, is it clear? No, good that you say it's not yet clear. Who are you? Philip, your partner, what? A. And Lemo is? B. So, listen very important. Would you mind to just come here? Yes, the two of you. Trevor, you understand? So, this is... Please sit comfortably. This is Philip. This is Lemo. You will take A, and you are B. So now we will change things around. Philip, you are now Krishna, and Lemo is Philip. And you will tell him, with the overview of which Krishna has over your life, what goes on very well in your life, in your chanting, and where there is room for improvement, what you should do better. And what will partner B do? He will note down very precisely what Krishna tells. And he will give this later to partner A. Is that clear? And you have to be very concentrated because we will switch it around. Let me first ask, is it clear to everyone? So you have to think, Philip, you have to just think what about... I'm so happy that I have an enthusiastic crowd, but please listen. You will have to think, Philip, what would Krishna say about Philip's chanting? What is he doing good, that Philip? And what is can he do better? And you will discover wonders and miracles. Yeah, is it clear? Do you have pens? Good. So you can do here or you can be in my as you wish. But yeah. So start now. If there is any question, and be very concentrated. You Krishna speaks very concentrated, and very brief, and very precise. Two questions. What do you do? What does partner A? What does A do well, and what does he need to improve? Start now. You have one more minute. Hare Krishna, are you ready or do you need more time? More time? Krishna is very fast. He speaks very brief. So you have one more minute. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I now request you to switch. Partner B is... Wait, please. Partner B is now speaking in the... trying to speak in the voice of Krishna and talking to himself. What he does well in his bird, in his japa, and what he can or should improve. It's good before you start to speak to just for a moment stop and just. I saw one devotee doing this. Before he spoke, he just went a little bit inside of himself. Maybe he connected to the Lord in the heart, the super soul, and asked him for divine guidance and light, and then he spoke. I once did this exercise, and I'm still following what came at that time as a tip for improvement. It can be very powerful if you just connect to your inner to the Lord in the heart or so before you speak. So and speak brief and partner. A, you are the secretary for what Krishna says. You are writing this and give it later to the person. Start now. You have one more minute. Aibo Marupati. Hare Krishna. It's interesting what comes out, huh? When we leave our own mindset for a moment, that mental prison in which we are, and then we say, what we do really is, it's not that really Krishna now starts to speak. It's just a mental exercise to help us leave our own mindset and come into the position of an enlightened observer. Psychologically, what takes place is we connect to our subconsciousness, where the Lord gives a lot of, can give a lot of information. I want to make very clear, it's not that Krishna now really speaks. It's just to get us into another thought stream. Having said this much, I now want to come to something which is essential for you. This was a preparation. I really want you to go a little bit deep now in your thought and think a little bit, what would you like to get out of this retreat? What is your goal? And for doing this, we will just do a little centering exercises. Please sit straight. And just and let us say in one voice a few times the Hare Krishna mantra. And then, when I'm giving you the signal by making the sound, I request you to just sit a moment in silence and then write down what you want to accomplish in your retreat. We will put for you the guidelines of a retreat, again the summary, so that you can maybe take help, because then you know what a retreat can do and what are the pillars of success. We call these 6 points pillars of success. It's very important, because whatever you take with you into bed, you know, as your last prayer, so to say, for the day, your last thought, that will accomplish, what is the English word, accompany you through the night, mature more, and then when you wake up, you are super bhakta, or you are very, I don't want to say it so funny, you are, it will help you very much. And then I will just give you the timings, and then we can go to bed. This is now very important. Please commit yourself to this exercise. I will once
sometimes say the Maha Mantra alone, and then we will say it together in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Two more times.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
One more.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Kindly sit a little in peace, and then when you're ready, write down what you personally would like to accomplish in this Japa Retreat 2009 here in the sacred place, Radhadesh. You have 30 more seconds. Hare Krishna. We come to the conclusion of this session called Entering the Retreat. Now I request Dina Dayal to come here with the timetable. We would like to tell you what is the timetable. Maybe you have it in your own home. Then is there someone who has a pen for the flip chart? There, please. Do you have an acceptable handwriting? Right, huh? Yes. So,
would you like to say the timetable?
Yes. Yeah, very brief. So, morning program starts at 4:30 with Mangal Arati.
You can write it down, 4:30 Mangal Arati. Then?
Then 7:15 is darshan time. Then 7:45 will be Srimad Bhagavatam by Suchinandana Maharaj till 9 o'clock.
This Bhagavatam, yes, please.
It's important to know that morning part of, excuse me, loudest.
Usually.
Loud. So this will be in the temple room, this morning part. Nine o'clock is breakfast. Then 11:45 we are meeting here for morning part until 1:30.
It is a morning session.
O'clock is lunchtime. Afternoon session starts at 4:30 till 6:30. It's again here. Then at 7 o'clock till 8:30 evening we had a cultural program again here.
If you can write Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha Drama. It's Krishna Katha Drama. Or dramatic Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to go with you very quickly through this. You have really an exceptional handwriting and also a layout. A design is really most beautiful. Are you training for this? I would like to just briefly comment to you. During the retreat, you need to be awake and so on. If, I know here I'm a little bit different from the normal temple program. If you need rest, and today we are a little late because we started late, you could skip the Mangal Artik, but it would be good for everyone if they come at 7:15 and it is there for the darshan. This is very important that we worship Krishna together. And this lecture is based on the Srimad Bhagavatam, but we call it the discovery class. It's a little bit different than you are accustomed to hear a class.
But also not so different. It has to do very much with what we do throughout the day, the particular day. It's setting the theme of the day. So if you can't make it for darshan because you are in ecstasy, please come for the discovery lecture at 7:45. This much having said, there's breakfast, and then there's ample time. You have 2.5 2.5 hours, isn't it? Am I correct? 2 hours and 45 minutes, almost three hours. This is, of course, time you have for yourself to be in silence and solitude, to chant your rounds, also to wash your things. It's for you. And then we have the morning session where we learn tools, new practices. It's mostly techniques or attitudes or new perspectives. Now, you notice here is a half hour time between the end of the morning session and the beginning of the lunch session. In this time, maybe you can write down yoga starts. It's for those of you like me who needs to move to remain alive. It's an additional feature. It's not that this is part like the darshan period and all this of the japa retreat that you have to attend it to get the full value out of it. It's just a service for you to be healthy and to be to be inspired and so on. Yes, the yoga class is taking place here. Do you have yoga mattresses? Some of you have. If you don't have, a cushion will do. We don't want to create, we don't prepare you for flying and doing the advanced yoga techniques. Or maybe at the last day we will fly. Yes. So there is yoga. I highly recommend it. But again, I want to say some of you like to maybe chant during this time, or you are young and dynamic like many of us are still so young. And you think, no need, I'm all right. Then you have to decide on your own if you wish to participate or not. I will participate for sure because I'm an old, decaying old man. Yes. Afternoon session. Also, again, please be here. That's important. That belongs to the japa retreat. And this is just so wonderful. It also belongs to the japa retreat because, this is all about a relationship with Krishna. It's not just techniques or something. We want to make a relationship with Krishna. We need to hear about Krishna. Think of him. Having said this much, I'm looking a little bit worried at the wristwatch. Anyways, it's still almost full moon. It's one day after the full moon. One cannot sleep so well on full moon days. So anyways, please now take your evening. I heard you had already. You are no longer hungry. It's also late, 9:30. There is samaha where, for those who are still in the devotee kitchen. Where's that?
A mouse always finds the cheese, so you will find it. It's downstairs in the cellar of the castle somewhere. I wish you a very good night. I must say, on a personal note, I'm very, very honored and delighted to be your facilitator. I will do my best. I will try to really help each one of you to go along and make your Japa retreat a success. May you meet Lord Krishna in the holy names. This is my sincere desire for all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Did you come? Did you come?